Good morning, everyone.
I have two PhD questions for you in order to keep you awake, okay? So first, PhD question. How many sacraments we have in the Catholic Church?
Seven.
Seven, correct. So can you name it? Baptism. The Eucharist. Okay, Holy Communion. The next one? Confession, okay? The next one? Anointing of the sick, yeah. And the next one? Marriage and holy orders. Yep, you passed the first question. Now the second one, okay? So in the seven sacraments, how many categories we have?
Three,
correct. So baptism, confirmation, and Holy Communion, we called the sacrament of initiation, correct. The sacrament of confession and the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, we call the sacrament of
healing.
And holy order and holy orders and the sacrament of marriage, we call
service.
Yeah. Someone's over here. I don't want to look at it, but someone over here is really smart. Yeah. So my point today, it should be like PhD question, but you know everything already. So what should I do right now in the homily? So the wedding today, the wedding of Cana today, I would love to share with you 3 points from the homily today. The first one, serving. The second one, sharing. And the last one, sanctifying. The first one, serving, okay? So the sacrament of marriage, the sacrament of holy orders, we call the sacraments of service. Why and how? Can you think about that like a moment? Why we call the sacrament of marriage is the sacrament of service. Maybe you can think like maybe holy orders, maybe you can see that easier a little bit, but sacrament of marriage is the sacrament for serving. Again, that is so important point. That is so important. Like, you are called to serve when you married. You are called to be in your family. You are called to serve in your spouses, your children, your parents, your children. You are called to serve them. Like, don't underestimate serving. Why? Whenever you serve, you are like Christ. You are like God Himself. I am here not to be served, but to serve. Brother and sister, serving is so important in your family. I tell people that a strong family is two servants in love, living together. Again, a strong family is two servants. We have two servants in love living at the same house. Brother and sister, serving is so important. But Father Anthony, how can I serve? How can I serve my family? It's easy, really. Like, serving your family is really easy. Don't put that in the big idea and then big, vague ideas. Serving your family is really, really details, like taking out of the trash, making the coffee, cleaning the house, making your bed, like whatever it is, like you are serving and you're supposed to do that. Like serving people because you are called to do that. The sacraments of service. So I'm a priest. I have to serve the parish. You are my first priority to serve. Like, I am here as a parish and light up the world. My assignment is for light up the world parishioners. So my first priority is light up the world. Maybe my family underneath, maybe my friends, and maybe another parishes, but you are on my first priorities. Whenever I fulfill my duty at the parish, at Light of the World, I fulfill my vocation. So that your vocation is your families, so that you have to serve them, because that is the way you fulfill your vocation.
Second, sharing. Sharing in the family is so important as well. The gospel today that the Lord here, he was there for the wedding. He shared life with them. People talked to me, and people told me that, hey, Father Anthony, when we die, we have nothing left except memories. When we die, we have nothing left except memories. How can you share memories in your family? How can you create memories in your families? In order to create a memories, sharing memories, you have to be together. Eating meal together, pray together, watching movie together, doing something together, like going to the church, like together. You have to be together, because togetherness creates memories. And when you, grandpas and grandmas, when you die, your grandchildren will remember you because, yeah, my grandpa and my grandma, they were there with me. They watched a movie with me. They took me to the church. They hung out with me. They ate with me. So that's all you create a memory. Sharing, being together, togetherness will help you a lot to be a strong family. Because it's so important. Don't underestimate having meals together. We have many fast foods. We have so many stores out there. You can go and buy and pick up and to go, and then you eat whatever you want, whenever you want. Brother and sister, try to eat together at least once a week as a family. Again, it's so easy, it's so simple, but I highly recommend you to do that as a family. Father Anthony, why I have to do that? Because that is your family. You have to hang out together. You have to eat together. You have to pray together before meals. You have to, like, go to the church together. Of course, like, I say, like, you have to. You feel like a burden, but that is a family. The whole idea about the family means, like, being together, staying together. Of course, like, we make mistakes, but always being together. The last point for my homily, sanctifying. Brother and sister, Catholic marriage, this is so like important term I want you to know. The Catholic marriage, we don't use the term contract. Sacrament of marriage is not a contract at all, but we use the term a covenant. Again, the sacrament of marriage is a covenant. Why the word covenant is so important. Back to the Old Testament. When the people make the covenant, do you know how the Old Testament people make the covenant? This is like, they cut the blood right here. And they join the blood. So the covenant means like you share the blood with the people who are making the covenant with you. Like, the covenant is making by the blood. It is made by the blood. Because that is the sign of life. And do you know who, if someone breaks the covenant, do you know what the penalty? Death. When you break the covenant in the Old Testament, okay? When you break that covenant, you have to die because you are the one who betrayal. That is so important and is so strong meanings of the covenant. However, the contract, the sacrament of marriage is not a contract at all. The sacrament of marriage is covenant. The contract means that you go to the court, you sign the papers, and you become a husband and wife. Of course, that is important. Like, don't get me wrong. That is important. The ideas about the contract is like important because you have to go to like civilly, because we are, yeah, that is like important. But the sacrament of marriage is way more important than the ideas about the contract. Your signatures can help you be a husband and wife. But the sacrament of marriage in the church, in front of God, will change the reality between like the contract to the covenant. Because that is the blood between both of you. You are commitment. You are doing the covenant in front of God. Of course, like, struggling with marriages, many things, annulments, and also, of course, that is like different homily, okay? That belongs to the different homily. But this homily will be like normal marriages, like sacrament of marriage itself. It is so important that I want you to remind you about that. Lord Jesus himself, he sanctified the marriage when he did the first miracle for the people at that time. That's all I have. Serving, sharing, sanctifying.